Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. I am GW, and I am the son of a preacher. I'm so happy to be talking to you again today. Dad first brought this message on October 27th, 1968. Topic was Truth or Consequences. The scripture was from Acts, the 5th chapter, the 4th verse, and it says, "While the land remained unsold, did it not remain yours? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? How is it that you have this deed in your heart? You have not lied just to man, but you have lied to God." So truth or consequences. You know, this is a pretty interesting story. It tells a story about a husband and a wife who wanted to be well thought of in the land of the followers. The followers, of course, were the Christians in the early days, followers of the way. And so they went out and they had a piece of land. And they recognized that the followers of the way were, well, they were waiting for Christ to make his second appearance back in the world. Not everyone, but many of the people thought that Christ was going to reappear very soon after his first ascendance into heaven. And we know now in the year 2024 that it's been over 2,000 years since then, and Christ has not appeared yet in person. And we really have no indication of when he will or when he will not. And as he does other than the fact that we know that eventually he will. But nearly every decade there are tales of people who are, here's the signs. And they lay them out and they say, well, this is about to happen. So anyway, Ananias and Sapphira, they had a piece of land and they were going to commit that land to the followers of the way. And they were going to provide them with the money of the sale of the land. And that would provide a little bit of food, a little bit of support to the activity as it went forward. It was something that was needed then. It was something that has always been needed in any church along the way. I mean, every church needs to have operating funds in order to continue to serve the Lord. So they did that. And as time went on, they went, you know, oh gosh, we really thought Christ was going to be here by now. And we don't know when he's going to come, but, you know, this is a lot of money that we're going to just give up as we do this. So they made a plan. And they said, we recognize that we made this promise. And I'll tell you what, you know, good old Ananias and Sapphira, they agreed they would sell the land, but they agreed amongst themselves that they would only give half the money to the followers of the way. And the other half they would keep to themselves because, well, you know, they have to support themselves too. Now, the problem really lies in the fact that they had promised the whole amount of money. And they had promised it in the church, in front of God. And they were now going to renege on that promise, and they were going to give only half of the money. And they weren't going to tell anyone that they were only giving half the money. They were going to tell people they were giving all the money, and they because they wanted all the credit. But they just didn't think that they had gotten as much as they thought they might in the sale of the land. So they went into the church, and they went ahead with that plan. Well, it didn't work out quite the way they thought it would because they were challenged by the people of the church. And they went, where's the rest of it? You know, and that during the challenge, it was discovered that they had lied to the people there. And more importantly, they had lied to the Lord. And the Lord punished them. Ananias and Sapphira, they came in separately, about 3 hours apart, according to the scripture. And Ananias came in first. And he told the tale. And he told it in a way that, you know, it was a wonderful tale, but they didn't believe him. And the Lord didn't believe him. And then Sapphira came in later and told the same tale, probably with the same words. And the Lord had been angered. He was angered at the way that the two of them were trying to manipulate the activity. And the Lord took Ananias' life. And 3 hours later, when Sapphira came in and told the same story in the same manner and the same words, well, God was angered again and took her life also. You know, for the New Testament, this is pretty strong stuff. That's a reaction that's more of an Old Testament type nature, you know, rather than the New Testament. But it also shows that when you go into the Lord's house and you stand before the Lord, you stand before his altar, you need to tell the truth. And you need to be able to abide by the truth and live by the truth. Now, I don't know of anyone here in the last 10 or 15, 20, 30, 100, 200 years who has been struck down directly by the Lord in the manner that Ananias and Sapphira were. But that doesn't mean it can't happen. So what does that mean in today's world? I mean, well, let's take a look at it. I mean, right now, you have liars and cheaters. And if you look at any of us, I mean, if you look inside me, you look inside yourself, you look inside any of us, you're going to say, oh, you know, I think I can do better. I'd like a do-over on the last 30 minutes. I'd like a do-over on the last 5 years. You know, it just didn't end up the way that I wanted it to happen. And I really shouldn't have treated that person that way. And I really need to change the way I'm living my life. You know, I had a job one time where the senior people, and when I say senior people, I mean with people with titles that you would recognize. And they would come down and they would look at us in this office that we worked for them, and they say, we are going to follow your advice nearly all the time. But, and this is a really strong caveat, we have to trust that you are never wrong. Now, that's impossible instructions to live by. It's daunting when someone tells you that. So what happened then? Well, we were very careful. And any decisions that we made in that office, we made sure that we had researched them to the nth degree and that we were on track with what the rules of the day were and what the activities of the day were meant to be. And if we learned something later, even a couple hours later, that had changed our earlier decisions and the advice that we gave the senior leaders, well, we were very quick to tell these people just what it was that had caused us to change our minds, to change the direction that we were advising them to take. We had, well, little guidance that we could use in that office that to always be right. You know, one thing, though, that we did have is we had a saying, and I've heard it in a lot of different places. And when you're questioning whether or not something that you're about to do is this smart? Is this the way it ought to be? It's not so much whether it's legal or illegal, but is it the right thing to do? And ask yourself, if the Washington Post put this on the front page above the fold in tomorrow's paper, what would be the perception of your family? What would be the perception of your friends, of the American public, of the world's public? What would be the perception to the actions that we were thinking about taking? That's a sobering thought. Now, today we have a presidential election that is just kind of ramping up. It's a unique presidential election, truly unique. We have one candidate who is 77 years old, and the other one is 81 years old. And that's, if that was the only thing that was unique in this particular election, that's unique enough. I mean, without question, they are the oldest two people running for the office of President of the United States. In addition to that, one of the candidates is in court today as a defendant of a felony trial. And at this point, I don't know how that trial is going to end up, but the fact that he's sitting there as the defendant is another thing that makes this unique. Campaigns for presidency, you know, you have the other candidate. Now, he's a more traditional politician. And everybody knows that a career politician cannot really be trusted to say exactly the truth. Because as a politician, he is doing his best to make as many people happy as he possibly can. He knows he can't make everybody happy. He knows that a certain percentage is just going to be unhappy. And it doesn't matter which party he is or what office he's running for. No politician is ever able to finish the campaign and say, everything I said was absolutely true. And it was exactly what I believe. Now, what I truly believe is best for all the constituents out there. But what has happened is that every politician will word things as carefully as they can to try to appease as broad an audience as they possibly can. And, well, if you wanted to do that in the Lord's house, that's an interesting strategy to address the Lord and to let the Lord know how you are going to live your life and how you think that would end up for you. In the end, do you think the Lord would be satisfied with the person who is trying to play every angle and to arrange every activity so that the most people would be generally happy with him without really being dependable, not really following through on what they say or what they're going to do? So like Ananias and Sapphira, we're about to have an election, and we're going to elect someone to become president of the United States. And we're going to elect someone to be the senator from the state that you live in. We're going to elect someone to be a congressman in the House of Representatives. We are going to elect people who have been saying what they think we want to hear, while leaving them enough room and interpretation to be able to do what they want to do and be able to say that that's what the general populace wanted. You know, this thing called democracy is pretty scary, but it's the best option we have. We need to protect it. And I would advise you, tell the truth to the Lord, not just what he wants to hear, but the truth, and then live the truth. Because you know there's truth and there's consequences. May the Lord bless you, give you peace. I started a video podcast here recently. It's on YouTube. If you Google at Gail Stark, at G-A-I-L-S-T-A-R-K on YouTube, should be able to find it. It's not the same as this podcast that you're just listening to, but it's just more train of consciousness type thoughts. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you look it up. And remember, pray for our leaders. They need it. Pretty obvious to me. They need it. May the Lord bless you. Keep you in peace. I do want to ask everyone listening to this today to help spread the word about this podcast. Help me continue to keep my Father's work for the Lord alive.